Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
He's Michael Reinsdorf. Free agents don't want to come to Chicago. That it's not a destination for NBA players. You buy that?
I do think early on there was some truth to that. You know, right when Michael retired, I think there were players that they didn't know if they could step into that role.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Show transition on The Score. No holds barred show interaction. Now, three times a day on The Score between Mully and Hall and Bernstein and McKnight at 9 a.m.
He's just got to be better at putting the ball where he wants, and I don't know how that develops.
A lot of guys, Jay Cutler, for arm strength and all the rest of it, not particularly accurate as a passer.
He's got to be accurate.
More a thrower than a passer.
Then at one between Bernstein and McKnight and McNeil and Parkins.
Yeah, he can't be the throw the interception in the end zone guy, though. And he you know what I mean? Because no. That, you're never going to have any fan base like you. And right, exactly.
And finally, right before 6, between McNeil and Parkins and Lawrence Holmes.
Here we are again. Sports drama. Bring it!
Show transition now three times a day on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Bears break the two-game skid and get a win over the Jets. Get a full recap of the victory. Plus, we'll look at what the Bears need to work on as they get ready for the Bills. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. The Wolves and Rockford Ice Hogs have faced off 124 times in the AHL, each winning 62. Be there Saturday, November 10th at Allstate Arena as they drop the puck for the first time this season in an Illinois Lottery Cup game. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Akeem Hicks, after the Bears ended their losing streak and found themselves atop the NFC North.
We get to this point where we've lost two games in a row, and nobody on the team could imagine us losing two games in a row. And the character that guys had to have in order to come out of that hole and play a dominant performance like we did yesterday, I think it says a lot about the type of guys, the type of teammates I have, is that guys won't stop fighting. Like, we know what we're capable of, and we will pull ourselves out of any hole we get into.
Hicks this morning with Mully and Hall. Catch Matt Nagy's noon presser right here on 670 The Score. Also on The Score will be Bulls and Warriors tonight. It's the Bulls' third game in four nights, and Golden State played last night. Our coverage starts at 7 o'clock. Now, after the Bulls, we'll join the Bills and Patriots Monday night game in progress. Tom Brady, 28-3 and 31 career starts against Buffalo. Bears will visit those Bills on Sunday. And Bovada has installed the Cubs as the second favorites to land Bryce Harper at 3-1. The Phillies are the even money favorites. This update was brought to you by Fisher Nuts, oven roasted, never fried. And 670thescore.com/Mully and Haw is brought to you by local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno at 630-671-0600. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to Chicago's number one ranked and most listened to sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com station.
This hour is brought to you by Pearl Mortgage. Go to perldavid.com.
He was Johnny on the spot. That's for damn sure.
Lance Briggs.
Johnson is leveled by Lance Briggs.
Former Bears All-Pro linebacker.
He can diagnose the play so fast, and before you know it, he's there before you can get to him.
Hand off, and the back is put down, and it's Lance Briggs.
Breaking down the Bears.
Right into the hands of Briggs, and Briggs is going.
Bam, bam, Briggs, 10, 5, end zone, touchdown. Unbelievable.
Bears legend.
Help!
I played alongside this beast for 10 years. He made me a better player because if I didn't play well, he'd make all the plays and I'd just be a guy out there.
End zone! Touchdown, yeah. Bears! Unbelievable! El Boogie dances in!
Lance Briggs with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Lance Briggs brought to you by Ford, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. You can watch him on the football after show on NBC Sports Chicago, and
it was a blast. It was getting weird.
Goofy yesterday. What
it was interesting.
That? Yeah.
Well, we all participated except for Alex Brown. You know, unfortunately.
Too cool for the room?
Too cool for the room. You know, he said he's a salesman for Supercharge.
Yeah, I'm sure he was. he was a guy who packed one change of clothes after going to Florida.
Right,
for his
right.
Hall of Fame drive. That's what he was. Right.
Yeah, sometimes a decent team is allowed to have a boring win, and there's nothing wrong with it. And that's really how I looked at that yesterday. After all the drama that this team has been through, and some of these really painful losses and all the recriminations of if this had done this, and if this had gone this way,
right.
If this had bounced this. It's just kind of a...
It's nice.
It felt good.
It felt good. It feels good to come in here on a Monday after a Bears win, regardless of how it was done. I think the one thing that's gleaming out to me in this win, without Khalil Mack, the Jets went 3 of 14 on third down.
Yeah.
That is outstanding.
Well, the run defense, too. I mean, I thought Akeem Hicks set the tone early.
Yeah.
It's like he remembered he was good.
Right.
Right?
He's a force.
It's like, wait a second. I'm Akeem Hicks, and I'm 300 pounds of romping, stomping dynamite. Mm-hmm. You want to run at me, I'm going to eat your face. Right. I like that.
Yes, yes. He's all that African beef, but all all over those guys.
Make up the t-shirts.
Yep, that's,
yes. Here it comes.
All
get
that.
The memes ready.
Great. Yeah, Lance, you mentioned it, man. Not only was it 3 of 14 on third down, but the Jets were 3rd and 7 plus 10 different times.
Yeah, yeah.
In that game. So you kept them behind schedule. Let's not mess around with this. Dan and I spent all week pretty much just looking at Leonard Floyd and saying, where and when, buddy, where and when, and how does it happen? We had Matt Miller, our draft expert, on with us on, boy, what day is it? Is it Thursdays?
He said it was a bad pick.
So it was a bad pick.
It was. We know that. We know that.
Was he better yesterday? Did he do anything that made you look at something that's useful?
If Leonard Floyd had done something, we all would be talking about it right now, you know, rather than asking if he did something.
Fair point.
You know, right. You know what I mean? I see Kevin White sightings. I see Kevin White sightings, you know what I mean? And for me, the Kevin White sighting started from his blocking. You know, he's just, you know, that was a good block. Hey, that was a good block. Hey, that was a good block. Got an opportunity to throw the ball. Maybe get one catch, two catches a game. He catches it. Hey, it's positive. I can say of the Kevin Sight White, of the Kevin White sightings, I see positivity, you know, of the Leonard Floyd, still not seeing it. Still not seeing it.
I thought he was okay in the run, and he was pretty defiant about it. I was reading an article in The Athletic where Leonard Floyd says, my coaches see the film. They know I'm playing at a high level. And it's one thing to be responsible. It's another thing to be an impact pass rusher for whom the team traded up in the first round.
Correct.
Telling us he had a special ability to get around the edge, a special athleticism.
They said athleticism, but the key word they left out there is football player. You know, it doesn't matter how athletic you are. You have to play football, you know, when you get on that field in between the lines. And for me, you know, look, if you're not getting to the quarterback, if you're not creating that pass rushing presence that we need, that we drafted you for, then you should be hauling butt. You should be hauling ass all over the field to get to the ball as much as you can. Get your name called somehow, some way.
When a guy gets close, because he was, I think, I counted three, my untrained eye, three where he's kind of moving Darnold off the spot and creating a little bit of pressure here and there. What do the almosts mean to a defense? How does that get graded out and kind of talked about when you get in practice? Like
if you're getting a pressure, you know, then the ball may come out a little bit early. You know, though pressures are important. Pressures are important. They're almost as important as sacks, you know, and if you're getting pressure, if you're not getting sacks and you're getting pressure every play or every snap, that means the ball is probably coming out a little early. That means your DBs are going to make plays on the ball. You know, you don't have to worry about double moves, things like that. You can play. You can know the seconds. As soon as that break comes, DBs can break on the ball right now.
I think Roquan Smith is getting very, very close to being really good at this. So what did you see yesterday?
I see a guy that plays downhill extremely well. He was taking guys off of double teams, or if they weren't, he wasn't taking them off of double teams. He was splitting those gaps and getting in that backfield. He is a special player. I'm having fun watching him, and he's getting better every week.
And when he gets to the ball carrier, there isn't any dancing that's going on like some of these guys.
They go down. They fall fast. They go, yes, and they don't make any extra yards. He's a special player. You know, he's gonna be fun to watch. He is fun to watch. He's gonna be fun to watch every week.
When we Dan and I were talking about this earlier on in the show, in that defense, as I understand it, mm-hmm. the middle linebackers aren't so much playmakers or aren't asked to go after guys. And yet we saw in that defense with Patrick Willis.
Well, Patrick Willis and Navarro Bowman, okay.
But those dudes are special talents.
Okay.
And I understand that you think that Roquan Smith might be. I'm just wondering what the next step is. Like how will the defense change? What will he be asked to do differently, if anything, to get to the assignments that Willis and Bowman were getting?
Just keep doing what you're doing. You know, keep doing what he's doing right now. You know, it'll shake out. You know, you obviously those numbers gotta get up. You have to just run. You know, in this game, you know, there was a kid who said, you know, this is gonna be my first year playing football. He's like, what's one thing you could tell me to do, you know, so I can be good? I said, you know what? Run. Just run. Because if you don't know what you're doing and you're running, you get to the ball.
Yeah.
You know, you can get to the ball. And as long as guys are running and getting to the ball, you can make plays. So for a guy like Roquan, you know, his game will be taken to the next level when he starts taking the ball away. And that, to me, that then he'll be mentioned in that the legends.
Yeah.
You know, okay, this guy is starting to have a Hall of Fame type of career.
I don't know how closely you followed the rise of Bryce Callahan in this defense mm-hmm. to be from a guy, you know, undrafted
Rarely
guy.
Rarely ever seen anything negative about him.
And then he started getting more opportunities because of injury.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's become a weapon.
Yeah.
He's become a deployable weapon for Vic Fangio at that nickel position. And like you say, the only negative mm-hmm. that I've really ever heard is that because of his slight stature at 5'10", 185, whatever he is the injury risk.
Injuries,
He may not be able to hold up. But so far, so good. I know we're about halfway through the year.
Right.
That Bryce Callahan is an NFL football player mattering.
He's
on a good defense.
He's a big piece of the success, I think. You know, you get him in there and he created the only sack that we had, you know, during the game. But I, you know, from a analyst, a critical point of view, I've rarely said anything negative over the years about him or his game. You know, I've always had positive things because he plays hard when we get him. You know, he plays hard.
And so you mentioned that the blitz that worked, he got home and got their one sack.
Good timing.
It looked to me like when they were sending extra guys, it was on a read. Were these green dog blitzes where somebody's saying, my guy is in so I can go, and if my guy goes into a pattern, I'm going to stay with him? It looked like there was the snap, there was a beat. It's not like they ran guys up and mugged the line.
Well, you're supposed to side adjust that. Well, you're supposed to know the side adjustment automatically, and that running back was supposed to come over to the right side and pick off a blitzer. He didn't do that. He free released. Should never free release, especially when you see somebody inching, you know, from the other side. So, you know, he kind of left his quarterback out to dry. You know, that's something that Sam Darnold might, you know, in the future say, hey, take a peek over there, you know, before he snaps the ball. I want to make sure that you know that you got to block over here so we can get this playoff.
At the end of the day, the Jets were bad on offense. They didn't have a lot of weapons.
Correct.
Sam Darnold was, he just didn't have much to go to.
Right.
So how do we weigh the defense doing what it did and establishing itself and knocking down the run game the way it did versus?
They did what they're supposed to do.
Fair enough.
They did what they're supposed to do. And after the last couple weeks, I needed something positive. I know they needed something positive to move forward. You know, we can do something with this. You know, we're coming off a good game, you know, defensively. We obviously expect more of ourselves. We didn't get any sacks. Or we got one sack, but the defensive front didn't get any sacks. You know, but it's a step in the right direction as far as I'm concerned.
What did you think of Matt Nagy's play calling, especially being able to get a little bit more conservative than we've seen him to be?
Yeah.
Getting a lead, feeling like you weren't going to relinquish the lead, even when they cut it to 7, it never felt like the Jets were going to get back in it, and then staying with what had been a mostly ineffective inside run game, mm-hmm. and finally Howard breaks one, I think 24. It was the long one that he had, but still using it effectively to bleed the clock.
I think going into the game, especially with the high winds, you know, these kind of games, you kind of expect to run the ball a bit more. So balls can flutter and fly different ways. I remember back in, I think, 6 or so, we played the Niners, and it was 50-mile-an-hour wins.
Oh, that's that's the one Pat Manley bad snap.
Right. Yeah, the one.
In that game. The only one he's ever had was because of the sideways win. That was ridiculous.
You know, and I think there was something like 48, 40, 49, 50 runs that game, you know, from San Francisco. But that's to be expected. You know, that's to be expected. But you also take a lot of pressure off of Trubisky as well.
I thought the back, it wasn't quite a back shoulder. It was like a back hip, back ass throw to Anthony Miller. I mean, that's where he found him in the end zone.
Right.
And that was, I thought it was a well-read throw. Yeah. I thought it was well-executed. I thought it was kind of gutsy to go in there the way he did after a few of the throws down that drive. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that, does that stand out more than some of the misses because of the wins to you? Or mean more, maybe?
You know, we got to look down the stretch, you know, down the stretch. And I've said this over and over, the throws, they have to mean enough to Mitchell, in my opinion. They have to mean, every one of those throws has to mean something. Hmm. You know, it, the sidearm, you know, throw that should have hit, you know, the Jets player, you know, the Robertson, you know, it's, to me, you know, down the stretch, we need those in crunch time when, you know, the playoffs are on the line. You know, we're in the division. We're fighting for that, continually fighting for that first place position. Those throws are going to come into play, you know, and you're not going to, you know, you're not going to get them back. You know, it's going to be a pick or it's going to be a missed opportunity, you know, our opponent's going to take advantage of it.
Talking with Lance Briggs on a Built Ford Tough Bears Monday here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. We are on 9 a.m. to 1 Monday through Friday. Enjoying a victory Monday, we have more with Lance straight ahead. And I also should let you know that between now and 1 o'clock, we've got 3 more chances to win $1,000.
Three
chances at a grand text keyword. You got to be listening for that keyword and that opportunity. So more with Lance coming up on The Score.
All right, the Bears back on track with a win over the Jets. They're 4-3. Mully here from the Mully and Haw Show, mornings 5-9. Keep it here as we recap the victory and look at their next matchup with the Bills on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute. Tonight, New England visits Buffalo. Can you say lopsided, folks? Boy, if the Bills win this one with Derek Anderson at quarterback, something for the injured Josh Allen, it would be one of the biggest upsets ever. As long as Tom Brady doesn't get hurt, there's virtually no way the Bills can win. Lifetime, Brady is 28-3 against Buffalo, the NFL record for most victories by a quarterback against a single opponent. The Bills' defense is certainly tough, especially at home, but turnovers are killers, and with a quarterback picked up off the street, miscues are inevitable. The loyal Western New York fans will certainly be amped up for this division rivalry, but tonight's installment bears all the hallmarks of a demolition. A 13-point spread tells me that the betting public is being told to bet the Pats. To me, this feels and looks like, smells like, and should be a 35-10 blowout. I'm Boomer Esiason.
In your attic, fully covered means fully insulated. If you can see your ceiling joists, you're losing heat and money. But with the Home Depot, you can easily add blow-in insulation yourself in just a few hours and save up to 15% on heating and cooling costs. So, cover up before winter gets here. Save on insulation and get a free blow-in machine rental with any 10-bag purchase. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Wait, did I lock the front door? Did I close the garage? Ugh, it is too late to go back now.
Worries like these are not uncommon. Whether you're home or away, Guardian Protection can provide peace of mind with smart security and home automation. Because we know there are few things in life more important than a secure home to protect your valuables and loved ones. Call 1-800-PROTECT for a free evaluation. That's 1-800-PROTECT.
Get the ultimate Black Friday deals at JCPenney. Starting this Wednesday, save up to 40% on select major appliances. Plus, buy more, save more. Get up to a $600 Visa prepaid card when you buy two or more qualifying appliances. Plus, get 18 or 30-month special financing with your JCPenney credit card through 11/21. JCPenney, style and value for all. Event is valid 10/31 through 11/29. Conditions and exclusions apply. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Must request at time of purchase. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details.
State Farm. This is Bill.
It finally got me, Bill.
What's that, Rick?
The Clark Street crater, the mother of all potholes.
Oh.
Yeah, year after rim-wrecking year, it's tormented the people of this town. They try to fill it, but it always returns. It got me good.
But you know, State Farm's got you too.
You hear that? You ain't nothing!
You trash-talking a pothole?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
What if every time you went out, you could cash in? Now with the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. Like learning more about each other on your first date.
You play the oboe.
Or discovering they can't hit the high notes at your favorite karaoke bar.
Oh, yeah!
No matter your reason for going out, now you have four more. Introducing the new Saver Card from Capital One. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
This Halloween, you can find treats for everybody at Walgreens. Like the fairy princess who only likes Kit Kats, or the superhero who's allergic to peanuts. Even the witch who will try to sneak more M&Ms when nobody's looking. So, find the treats that are perfect for them all at Walgreens. With great prices and easy in, easy out, it's all right here. Now through October 31st, select Mars, Wrigley, and Hershey candy bags are buy one, get one free. Shop for your Halloween treats today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Wait, did I lock the front door? Did I close the garage? Ugh, it is too late to go back now.
Worries like these are not uncommon. Whether you're home or away, Guardian Protection can provide peace of mind with smart security and home automation. Because we know there are few things in life more important than a secure home to protect your valuables and loved ones. Call 1-800-PROTECT for a free evaluation. That's 1-800-PROTECT.
If you have really big gaps and cracks to fill, the Home Depot has really big news. Introducing new Loctite Tight Foam Big Gaps Insulating Foam Sealant. With four times the density of conventional spray foam, it'll fill gaps up to 3 inches in walls and around pipes in one pass. So big gaps are no longer a big problem. Seal out winter drafts, moisture, and pests with Loctite Tight Foam Big Gaps exclusively at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
Like, if the players really are still bought in on Joe and still really like Joe,
you're right. Obviously not going to say anything different when you just were eliminated
that would
from the playoffs.
That would be, you know, different if someone said something different, than I, especially after scoring two runs in back-to-back important game. two runs collectively.
2 runs total, right. Rizzo comes out after the game and he's
22 innings for 2 runs.
I know. It would have been something though. Rizzo calls all the guys over to the locker. He's like, you know what the problem was? We didn't have a mime. We didn't have a petting zoo. We didn't have a magician. Joe is slipping. Get him out of here.
Yeah, the inflatable doll. Borrow the inflatable doll the White Sox used a few years back.
That'd be perfect.
Yeah.
The only thing we're doing is dressing up like Pedro Strop.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Quick and easy. Leaving today. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901.
And now, Dr. Brian Cole, Chief Doctor for Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, with a sports medicine update.
Can weightlifting cause a hernia?
A hernia is a weakness in the abdominal wall. It can happen down in the inguinal region towards the groin. It can happen in the abdomen. There's just a general weakness there. So when there's increased abdominal pressure, such as doing squats, deadlifts, things like that, there's an increased chance of developing a hernia.
Don't miss Sports Medicine Weekly with Dr. Brian Cole and Steve Cashel, Saturdays at 8 a.m. right here on 670 The Score. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Second and 15 from the 15, takes turns, giving it to Crowell. Stiff arm, but couldn't get away from Roquan Smith. At the 15-yard line, maybe a hair over.
Roquan Smith making plays at inside linebacker. We have a former playmaking linebacker with us right now in Lance Briggs here in a Built Ford Tough Bears Monday on the Score. You want to meet Lance? You can. He's going to be out tonight. The Miller Lite Top Draft broadcast stops at one of our favorite haunts, Dirty Nelly's in downtown Palatine. You're going to be in the big stage in there with that awesome sound system.
I can't wait.
It's pretty spectacular. It's going to be Lawrence Holmes from 6 to 10, Lance from 7 to 8:30. You can stop in to see the broadcast. Enter for a chance to win Bears tickets, take home Score prizes. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true.
You know, one of the most curious moments in the game, Lance, was it was Tariq Cohen pawing at that punt, and for a moment, my heart jumped into my throat. But even then, the Jets weren't coming.
And he jumped out of the other guy's way.
That was a thing. but Todd Bowles turns down an OPI on Josh Bellamy to, instead of having a second and 20 from inside their own red zone, he chooses the third and 10. And Trubisky gets out of the way for an 11-yard gain.
Let me specify tomorrow night for the Miller Lite Top.
Yeah,
what did you say?
I was going to say it was. Tomorrow.
Yeah, I believe I
all
believe
I missed Dirty Nellies.
They're
like,
telling me I misspoke, so I apologize. For
tomorrow,
that. Thank you. Yes, I misspoke. It is Tuesday at night.
So many people showing up tonight.
Well, go there tonight anyway. Go there.
There's never a bad night to go to Dirty Nellies, but if you want to see Lance, it'll be tomorrow night.
Get yourself a table. Is the fact that Todd Bowles turns down a penalty like that some sort of, because it's early on in the game, an indictment of what they thought Mitch was able to do or what that offense was going to be able to do?
It usually comes down to the confidence of your defense.
Okay.
We've turned down a lot of penalties, over my time, because we knew that,
we're very good.
Correct. Our chances of getting off on third down are going to be higher at third and 10. We don't need the penalty yards, So that's completely the coach and his temperature and his team. That's what he thought wrong.
We're noticing some of the guys on this defense are getting a little salty about being asked about Khalil Mack more than once. There have been guys, whether it's Akeem Hicks or Aaron Lynch or other guys, that just saying, hey, we're out there playing. We talk. Danny Trevathan was another guy who's saying that there, it does appear that I don't think anybody's jealous. I don't think anybody's envious. I think guys are maybe a little tired.
They feel devalued.
Do you get it? And can you explain why that is and how they're, some of these guys are responding to it?
Maybe they do feel a little devalued. They were a good defense without Khalil Mack, before Khalil Mack even got there. He just makes, to me, you add him to it and they become, great. I think guys do feel a little slighted when they may get answers or questions like, how are you guys going to hold up without Khalil Mack, or how are you going to do without Khalil Mack?
But they get it, though. I mean, he's the highest paid defensive player in football. You gave up two
third highest paid player of the game.
Right.
We used to deal with it a lot, with Urlacher questions, and things like that. But for me, it was always, and for the guys that were in that room, it was always, all right, rather than be angry at the media if we keep asking these questions over and over, we got to go out. We just got to play, period. No matter what, we got to go out and play. The media can't help us. Nobody else can help us. Our coaches can't help us. We are going to be at a bit of a loss because we don't have, our star player on our team this week. We have to pick up slack.
Heading into that game, it looked like he wasn't going to play. I mean, he was out there for the pregame warm up just as kind of a ceremony.
Really glad that
no one was looking at anything.
When I heard that he wasn't going to play and they're going to rest him so we can get about 2 weeks, I thought it was the best move possible.
Well, maybe rest him again.
Yeah,
playing against Buffalo. I wouldn't be surprised if they rest him again. I think he might be a smart move.
Let me just play devil's advocate. If you're not able to get a pass rush without him, because we haven't seen him able to do that,
right?
You have a chance of going in against that Bills team with maybe, a rookie quarterback who was able to take down the Minnesota Vikings.
Right.
I'm just saying, what do you need to see? How do you need to see this defense adjust to get rush? We saw, at least I did, we saw Vic rush for a lot in that Jets game, and for a pretty decent reason. But do you want to start seeing them play a bit of a different look, a different set, without Mack in there?
No, you know what? let's say Mac doesn't play this week. The best thing for me, outside of taking the ball away, you know, because I'm always going to say you should take the ball away. But outside of that, if you're getting off the field on third down, win third down.
3 for 14.
And you're going to, right, they do that next week, we have a great chance to win because you're going to keep giving the ball back to Mitchell and the offense and keep giving them opportunities. So, if they win on third down against the Buffalo Bills, you know, with or without Mac, I think we win.
I don't want to panic pedal here, but based on Kyle Long's reaction to his injury, based on the audible agony that he was in,
right,
and seeing that he couldn't put any weight on it, seeing how quickly they were waving the medics over and the fact that he was on crutches afterward, I'm very, very concerned.
Correct. Me too.
The initial injury to that ankle was really, really bad. And I don't think people understand the kind of reconstruction, the surgery that went on, the number of ligaments.
His foot.
The fact that he's just an enormous human being,
right,
that had to have all this repaired, that worked so hard to just get back on the field at all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably irresponsible to do this, but for a guy like Kyle Long, who has been through a lot.
You got to think about your health.
Has off-field interests. You know, football's important to him, but it's not his entire life.
No.
What's he thinking about right now? We don't know what he's hearing from doctors, but I just wonder, he's not young anymore.
No.
And being able to walk, being able is
pretty important.
When he has,
he doesn't have kids yet.
No, he doesn't. Kids, he doesn't, but when and if he does, just forget the kids. Being able to walk.
But when I say that he doesn't have any kids yet, I'm sure he's going to want to have kids, you know, and kids come in a big play because as football players, you know that at some point, you know, the arthritis, the pain, all the issues from football are going to hit you, you know. So him being able to walk or being able to run when he does decide to have kids is probably going to be pretty important too.
Yeah, it's got to be really, really sobering to confront some of these things at his. And how old is he? Is he 30? He's got to be.
Right? He's a little overage coming out, right?
Yeah,
because he was
25
years.
Coming out.
Yeah,
I call it 29.
It's 29.
29. Yeah.
30 in December, though.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 30 in December.
Yeah, it has to be hard knowing exactly what was what decisions he may have to make here. And like I say, I don't have any inside knowledge of anything that's going on. I'm just trying to sort of get my head around the size and significance of an injury like this because it's that foot again.
Again.
More with Lance.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. The Wolves and Rockford IceHogs have faced off 124 times in the AHL, each winning 62, be their Saturday, November 10th at Allstate Arena as they drop the puck for the first time this season in an Illinois Lottery Cup game. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The first place 4-3 Bears are one game better than the last place Lions.
We're at this point right now in the season where you either go one way or the other, and I'm proud of our guys for battling yesterday, and so we got to keep it going one game at a time and keep worrying about what we do and not anybody else.
Matt Nagy on WBBM News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM will carry Nagy's press conference coming up at noon. The Bears will travel to Buffalo on Sunday, where the Bills will host the Patriots tonight. The NFL trade deadline tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. And the Bulls are 11-point underdogs to Golden State. The Bulls have won two of their last three. The Warriors, on a four-game win streak. Our pregame starts at 6:45. This update was brought to you by Timeshare Exit Team. Another year stuck paying your timeshare's annual maintenance fees? Your timeshare no longer works for you, and you need out. Call Timeshare Exit Team, 844-915-EXIT, 844-915-EXIT, or visit timeshareexitteam.com. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to Chicago's number one ranked and most listened to sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com station.
Built Ford Tough Bears Monday, brought to you by Ford, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. The Bears' next opponent, the Bills, will be hosting the Patriots tonight. How much do you watch that game? How much should a Bear be tuned in to get a little early film work in?
It's never too early. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's never too early. You know, for us, when I was playing, you know, overstudying certain things, can hurt you because you're looking for something that may happen only once a game, you know, rather than the fundamental things that they're doing, you know, how they're going to attack you. These are the things that you really need to know, and you're going to get that, you know, on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Speaking of film watching, when from a linebacker's perspective,
yep.
if you're seeing that fashionable ghost end around action that the Bears run, after a while, does that just kind of get baked in, or are you still, depending on what's called, are you still trying to pass off a responsibility or make sure somebody's following? I just wonder, does it lose its effect over time?
Not really. It's if we're in a zone coverage, I'm not so much worried about an end around, you know, because there should be somebody on the other side of the field and waiting for him. You know, it's more of an issue when you have man and somebody's got to run over with him, you know, and so you know the end around stuff. I don't. It's more of a trend. It's more of a trend. You're seeing it happen a lot, you know, and I think it's really going to set up, you know, the zone read anyway, because the more you're seeing it, the more people are going to pay attention to it. Now you got a zone read cut back, you know, a zone, you know, so the belly.
I'm looking through my notes because I had written it down and I can't remember who it was. I think it was Anthony Miller who did that same thing, but he's in motion. He goes all the way down to the near side.
Yeah.
Then all the way back to the far side.
Right.
And I'm thinking, what are we doing? Like, what are you keying on there? What is Mitch trying to find out through that? I mean, because if he does it twice.
Yeah.
I understand if you're moving once, you're trying to look for a zone versus man.
Right.
If you come all the way back, what is that for?
Well, I tell you what, if it is man, you have a guy running over the across the field, running back and forth, you can kind of get him. You can get him out of position. You know, a lot of times offenses are jockeying to get defenses out of position so that they can run a play to get a step on an offense or on a defense. You know, you get two steps on a defense, then, you know, you have a guy running wide open, or you have a guy running the ball into an open gap.
I'm still getting used to some of the Matt Nagy stuff, but there was a funny moment yesterday where there was this unbelievable run by Kareem Hunt in the Chiefs game off the shovel pass, and he's
and they ran the exact same. Right. It was like they dialed it right to each other on FaceTime.
It was incredible.
Right.
It was incredible. They run that play, and he's hurtling over the guy, and then the Bears, bang, run.
Right, to Trey Burton.
Yep. It was amazing how knowing the DNA of those coaches, how some of that happens. And then I was a little concerned when the Mitch Trubisky sneak that picked up the 1 yard, that they ran him out of the shotgun instead of just sneaking it, getting under center.
Yeah.
It was coming to the left, and it's the number of blocks that had to be properly executed. That seemed unnecessarily complicated for 1 yard. It worked,
because
and I know they do that.
Well, theoretically, you got to think of this way. You have a quarterback that's running. You have blockers pulling. Everybody's pulling to that side. Do you have the numbers? You should have the offensively, you should have more numbers. You should have more blockers than they have defenders on that side.
Still a lot to get done.
Agreed.
You know, there's a lot of things that have to go right and could potentially go wrong rather than just hitting an A-gap and having him fall forward.
One of the things that we're not worried about with Mitch Trubisky is his feet. I think that, he's not a worry like a Jimmy Garoppolo running the ball, you know, and tearing his ACL. You know, I think that Mitch is a heck of a runner.
Well, one of the things we did see early on, though, I think in the first drive, is they ended up putting a spy on him, and at 3rd and 3, he's trying to get loose, you know, around the left edge, and he gets tripped up by the ankle.
Yeah.
What does that offense want to do once they realize Trubisky's being spied? Maybe it's not like constant spy work, like you're facing Vic or something like that, but once that offense sees you've got a dedicated linebacker or whatever safety, what are they trying to do?
Somebody else is open, right?
Right. Somebody, well, take advantage of the underneath or the lack of underneath coverage. So, you know, there's a whole player that should be there that's now keeping an eye on the quarterback. So there's somewhere on that underneath coverage that you should be able to find an open man.
Well, this should be fun. Tomorrow night, I love Dirty Nellies. Always have. The old Dirty Nellies.
Yes, tomorrow night. Yes.
The old Dirty Nellies was great, and then they remodeled and rebuilt into this brand spanking new Dirty Nellies, 180 North Smith Street. It is tomorrow night, the Miller Lite Top Draft broadcast. Plenty of room, plenty of Miller Lite, plenty of food. Lawrence is there 6 to 10.
Plenty of
Lance
talk.
Will be there 7 to 8:30, so you can hang out. You can win Bears tickets. You can
It'll
take
fun.
Score prizes. Miller Lite, hold true. Have fun out there. Thanks for popping in and joining us.
Yes. Another win next week, guys.
That is Lance Briggs, former Bears linebacking great. And when we come back, your first of 3 chances to win $1,000 in cash. That is coming up. And then top of the hour, Rich Campbell is going to join us on a Built Ford Tough Bears Monday on The Score.
Mully and Hall, Chicago's sports morning show.
He is Akeem Hicks. It's important to be better than other teams.
Doesn't it feel good, man? We've been trying to build this culture, especially defensively, where when we step on the field, we're telling ourselves we're going to win today. We have a different kind of confidence than other teams when we step on the field.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Luke.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Wait, did I lock the front door? Did I close the garage? Ugh, it is too late to go back now.
Worries like these are not uncommon. Whether you're home or away, Guardian Protection can provide peace of mind with smart security and home automation. Because we know there are few things in life more important than a secure home to protect your valuables and loved ones. Call 1-800-PROTECT for a free evaluation. That's 1-800-PROTECT.
When the news broke that the Bears acquired Pro Bowler Khalil Mack, the score jumped into action with Danny Parkins and Bears reporter Mark Grody taking Score Guy reaction in studio.
Danny Parkins hanging out with Bears reporter Mark Grody with you on a Saturday. Happy Khalil Mack Day. Lawrence Holmes, what was your initial reaction?
This is a GM who is pushing all his chips in the middle of the table. I think that he should be applauded for that.
Connor McKnight.
Got a guy that's premier at his position in the NFL.
Danny Mack, what do you think of the Khalil Mack trade?
Bears. My jaw dropped. This isn't Jay Cutler. This is a guy who's been the best player in the league as voted.
Dan Bernstein.
If they're healthy at the end of December, they're right in it.
David Hall with us.
It's as much of an investment in faith as it is money when you allow your team to trade for a guy this dominant.
Habarkis.
I never thought it would happen because I never thought the Raiders would do this, but if they're dumb enough to do it, I believed that the Bears would at least be in the conversation.
Only The Score can cover breaking news like this. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
He's Michael Reinsdorf. He is, of course, the Bulls president and chief operating officer. Michael, I grew up a Sox fan like you. Loyalty's been a calling card of your father. As a Sox fan, I always got a kick out of, you know, seeing Ozzy as a player and then as a manager. I look at the job that John Paxson and Gar Forman are doing, and I see the loyalty and the faith that you have in them. However, do sports radio, and I hear from a lot of people that don't share that. Can you tell us how far your loyalty goes and why you feel that way about these guys?
It's always nice when people say someone's loyal and everything. I actually don't look at myself. I don't necessarily look at my dad as being necessarily loyal. I think if we feel like we have the right people doing the jobs that we've hired them to do, that's what matters the most.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
He's Michael Reinsdorf. Free agents don't want to come to Chicago. That it's not a destination for NBA players. You buy that?
I do think early on there was some truth to that. You know, right when Michael retired, I think there were players that they didn't know if they could step into that role.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight. Middays, 9 a.m. to 1.
Give my creation life!
No, it's dead. It's not alive anymore. The Cubs season is no more. And it, like you say, it always feels like, wait, it's over. That's it. That's all. But you kind of felt it. This thing, they were leaking oil for a month.
It felt abrupt. After 4 or 5 weeks of not hitting, it felt abrupt after the longest elimination game in baseball's history. It felt abrupt after 4 hours and 55 minutes, and that's just kind of the season the Cubs had put together. 2 runs, 9 hits over the last 22 innings.
In a quarter of their games this year, they scored one run or no runs.
That's not enough.
It's not enough. It's really not the mark of a team that you would expect to win a World Series.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays, 9 a.m. to 1. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Experience the safe and sound elevates any home. Learn more at onelink.firstalert.com.
Hey, Chicagoland Notre Dame fans and Score listeners. Take Fighting Irish football with you everywhere you go on your mobile device, exclusively through the radio.com app.
Happy New Year, Irish!
Download the radio.com app now to hear every exciting play of Notre Dame football on your mobile device. Take the Fighting Irish with you anywhere you go. That's radio.com. Download it now to be ready for the next Fighting Irish game.
The Score's Lawrence Holmes on the Bulls.
It's been so nice going to Bulls games this year because for the first time in a long time, there's a lot of hope that goes along with these games. And it's fun to be back in the United Center watching what the Bulls can do. This is the place where you can hear all of that excitement go on. You get to hear the growth right here on 670 The Score.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's radio home of the Bulls.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So Cody Parkey is out for the 40-yard attempt.
Why is it so hard?
To make kicks?
Oh, no, that too. Cody Parkey. His last name rhymes with his first name.
Coder? Parker.
Cody Parkey.
Cody Parker.
Yeah. There's a lot of them. Was it five?
Maybe
four.
Four?
Is it possible the mispronunciation of his name makes him bad? That we had the simultaneous issues.
That's not what did it for you and CJ Edwards.
Even when he makes some kicks, they're
a goofy.
They're a little
hit. He hit a point after yesterday. It was a little bit.
And he has some like backup curveballs going on sometimes, backup sliders. I know there was wind, but it's not tight enough, the kicking thing.
Tighter.
It
does worry you some, especially on that first drive where you're just that entire day, and you knew it from the kickoff. All you had to do was be you, and you were going to get a win against the Jets, even if Cohen. Pause that football on the punt and you give that up. You know they're not coming back to win. And it was nice to see Mitch and the offense put together that the rebound drive after the penalty, after the Eddie Jackson penalty. They take it 4 minutes. They go score after the Jets come down and Kyle Fuller misses that interception, the Eddie Jackson penalty, all that kind of stuff. It's nice to see them come back and rebound. But all you had to do yesterday was just be you, do your thing. And for a moment, that missed field goal, there were like three or four moments that might have put the needle in the middle of teetering back to, oh, God, now we're doing that weird.
Well, the one drive, the penalty, the missed interception, and then Darnold makes his best throw of the game by far. And you
still could have been picked by Kyle Fuller. You talking about the pick or you're talking about the touchdown throw?
Talking about the touchdown throw. That was his best throw.
Yeah, that was a great throw.
But. Ooh, man, that was that's the one drive where you're thinking, could they possibly Bears this? Could they really dumb this thing out of a win? And you allow your mind to go there, and then you wait. The Jets don't have anything. The fact that Trubisky then marched them right down the field to answer was
a rebound drive.
That's the kind of drive that you expect from the better team at home.
I was after that drive finished. All I could think of was how much more comfortable, despite all of the referendum radio we've done on Mitch Trubisky, despite all of the...
It was going on immediately after the game, too. What does this say about him?
That's what we do now. That's part of, as much as we got to realize that Matt Nagy's offense is Matt Nagy's offense, and establishing the run game doesn't look like what you want it to look like, as much as we've got to all realize that, that's what covering Mitch is like now. It just is. And at times you're gonna fly deep into the quarterback hole, and you're gonna figure out what the hell they're talking about with Sage and all that kind of stuff. You pull it back, understand what it is. That's all part of it. Going back and forth with Mitch, he finished that drive, the rebound drive, after the Jets come in and they make their touchdown. And I thought, how much better this is, how much easier it is for me specifically. I don't know how you feel about it,
I don't know how Bears fans feel about it, but I feel it's a lot easier to watch this than it was to watch Mitch in his rookie season.
Oh, without a doubt.
Or Sam Darnold right now.
Without a doubt. 3-1-2.
That guy just struggle.
644-6767 on a Bears Monday. We take phone calls. We've taken a bunch so far. And reading texts, reading your tweets. Some strange text from one person who says that why can't they play Leonard Floyd at stand-up outside linebacker in a 3-4?
Wait.
What? And I've had an exchange. I'm thinking, yes, that's
what he does.
He is a stand-up.
That's his position.
Outside
he's
linebacker
employed to do that
in a 3-4. So moving him, quote unquote, to that is not going to solve.
Meanwhile,
anything.
As much as you and I both kind of saw some interesting thing, some better play from Leonard Floyd, you know, looping him around in a couple of pressures and a decent presence in the run game. I think you can sign Lance Briggs into the same column as Matt Miller, who is pretty frustrated with what they've seen out of a top pick, a top 10 guy that the Bears traded up for and told you had a skill set that was unique, a skill set that was game-changing.
He was supposed to be better than this. He was supposed to matter more than this, and we shouldn't be praising him for being responsible against the run when he's supposed to be tearing off the edge, harassing quarterbacks.
And that might tick him off. I mean, it certainly did in the postgame comments. He's defending himself and defying about what his responsibilities are and what he's being asked to do. If that's the case, if he's being asked to do what he's doing and accomplishing everything in that defense that he's being asked to do, then what? You know, then who is to go get the quarterback? Then what is Roquan Smith's responsibilities and how well is he clicking off those boxes? Because it seems pretty good there.
It is time for your first of three chances to win $1,000 in cash on the score. This hour's keyword is bike. Text bike to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is bike to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please don't text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. Did Brian Gertz fix his camera? Did he fix the motorhead cam?
It's still looking
stairs upward.
Up into the ceiling somewhere. Maybe it's that wide lens.
I worry about Gertz because, you know, if something is a little off.
Yeah, he's a little tight.
If he doesn't
around.
Have, you know, he sits in his room back there and he's got the joystick and he directs the
He's always very
video.
Nice when he comes in here. I just imagine, you know, the door shuts on the way out and there's the screaming and the yelling and the swearing and the shushing and the plotzing.
Yeah, I always... Wow, Adam Schefter is reporting that Hugh Jackson has been fired.
Well, that makes sense.
Now, the question is...
That checks out.
Does Todd Haley take over?
Well, because read reports yesterday, right? That it was either between Jackson or Haley. There were reports that said they really need a change in the coaching staff
right.
and weren't sold on who needed to go.
Right. Or Greg Williams, and there's bounties for everybody.
Wow.
Money across the board. I was reading this today. Warren Sharp had this.
Haley was taking shots at Hugh Jackson. Just talking, basically.
Hugh Jackson was taking shots at Todd Haley.
And Haley was describing him as kind of overwhelmed with the job of head coach. And said, this job isn't for everybody kind of stuff.
Warren Sharp had this. We read some of his stuff about how just awful the John Fox offense was for Mitch Trubisky
yes.
at the start of the season. Well, in camp. The Browns have a plus 11 turnover ratio. They have taken the ball away 11 more times than they've given it away. They are 2-5-1. Since 2006, there have been 38 teams with an 8-plus turnover margin. None of them had a losing record. Since 1975, 71 teams finished the season with an 11-plus turnover ratio.
Okay.
None of them
wow.
had a losing record. The Browns, with a plus 11 turnover ratio, are 2-5-1.
So did John Dorsey, was he successfully lobbied on this? I wonder what sort of the political backroom maneuvering was to enable this result.
Well, think about your long term. Baker, right? Baker is your long term.
Yes.
Todd Haley, the guy for Baker. Greg Williams, the guy for Baker. I'm not sold on that.
And Schefter says Hugh Jackson had this and next year remaining on his contract. The Browns will be contractually obligated to him through the 2019 season, but Cleveland is now back in the head coach market. Okay.
Some of the hot names. You want the young offensive coordinator, right? That's where you're headed next. Well, go find you that next guy.
You don't want that guy around Todd Haley.
Well, I don't think Todd Haley's long for Cleveland.
I just wonder how toxic the atmosphere and environment can get now. You're not even halfway through a season. You got a half a season to go here with the development of Mayfield. These games matter to him. The managing this next stretch to make sure that, or maybe he's not as easily damaged as some others because he's just so confident, and whoever it is, it is, maybe he's not the kind of moldable clay that some other people are from the way he approaches the game.
Yeah, I guess you don't want to have a throwaway year for a quarterback, but look around. We saw it right here in town. You had a throwaway year for the second overall pick in the draft. Baker went one, Mitch went two. Has really that year set Mitch back as much? I came into this season thinking that year would be an active setback for him, something that actually fought against his ability to develop in the NFL. I don't think that's been the case.
We also have news out of Champaign from Shannon Ryan of the Tribune. Defensive coordinator Hardy Nickerson has resigned from the Illini staff.
Resign?
My guess would be under pressure.
I would think so.
Yeah, that sounds
given the opportunity to...
Like, yeah. Semantics was, hey, you might want to resign today.
Sounds like
Hardy.
A Lovie Smith move, doesn't it?
Yeah, because they were supposed to be better against a middling team and they gave up like 1,000 yards. Boy, are they so awful. What the hell?
I took some solace in Wisconsin's beat against Northwestern. Credit to the Wildcats for doing so. I took some solace in Herb Lawrence's Twitter timeline while I was watching with Illini, and I felt bad for doing it, but I did. I did.
You're really not in a position to allow that to make you feel better, but you were...
They just suck, and I hated it so much. The first, they kicked off, they took the ball, and then they called timeout before running a play. That's what the Badgers did against Northwestern. I'm fine.
You are correct.
I'm fine.
They did that.
Everything's fine.
Rich Campbell is going to join us to give us his thoughts on the Bears. A built Ford Tough Bears Monday rolls on. Bernstein and McKnight on the Score.
All right, the Bears back on track with a win over the Jets. They're 4-3. Mully here from the Mully and Haw Show, mornings 5-9. Keep it here as we recap the victory and look at their next matchup with the Bills on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Weather's getting weird and it's going to get cold. And if you have old pipes, sometimes you don't even know what's wrong until it's too late and the pipe bursts and there is water in your basement or somewhere in your house. That sucks. But what doesn't is the fact that Aloha Restoration is there to help you. It should be your first and only call because they're going to handle everything. They're full service. They don't just come out there and suck the water out and say, well, now it's on you. Here you go. Figure out what to do. They will get your home bone dry in no time, and they're with you from start to finish to restore your home to pre-disaster condition. I know, because I had a disaster, and I called them, and it's almost like they make it unhappen, like it never happened. That's what they do. They're a proud part of the Lake County community. Aloha Restoration, an honorable mention winner of the Better Business Bureau's 2017 Torch Award for Ethics. And Aloha repairs all the damage from mold and fire and water in Barrington, Schaumburg, Mundelein, Gurnee, Grays Lake, and all of Lake County. Visit AlohaRestores.com.
Wait, did I lock the front door? Did I close the garage? It is too late to go back now.
Worries like these are not uncommon. Whether you're home or away, Guardian Protection can provide peace of mind with smart security and home automation. Because we know there are few things in life more important than a secure home to protect your valuables and loved ones. Call 1-800-PROTECT for a free evaluation. That's 1-800-PROTECT.
From Tyler Perry.
Hi, Mom.
It's your sister. She's getting out.
On Friday.
Your sister really coming to stay with you?
Looks that way.
She ready.
Tiffany Haddish, Tika Sumter, Omari Hardwick, and Whoopi Goldberg.
I love Tanya,
but she could be a bit much.
We gonna turn this up.
Tanya!
Oh, my bad.
Why do you keep looking up in a mirror?
For the police?
Girl, they gotta catch us first.
Nobody's Fool. Rated R. Under 17, not a minute without parent.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Nope, too much.
Ah, there it is. Got to get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay, and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you? And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
Is there any other quarterback that does the back shoulder throw better or has ever done the back shoulder throw better than Rodgers?
I'd love to go look at some old Favre tape. I'd love to go look at some Elway tape and some Montana tape. But I think that Rodgers is way more athletic than Montana. He's probably smarter with the football than Favre. Because while Favre has the most touchdowns, he also has the most interceptions. Elway's probably a good comp. And the knock on Elway was always, well, you know, he can't win, and you couldn't win until Terrell Davis got to Denver. I would probably start there, maybe look a little bit at Marino, because he used to make crazy throws. I can't go any, that's my lifetime. I can't really go any farther back than that.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.